The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Senator Rick Scott, chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, has a pretty bright prediction for November the 8th.
We're going to get 52 plus. Herschel Walker will win in Georgia. We're going to keep all 21 of ours. Oz is going to win against Fetterman in Pennsylvania. Adam Laxalt will win in Nevada. But I think we have every reason to believe we can pick up with Blake Master in Arizona, with Don Bolnick. I'll be going to New Hampshire today. I think Don Bolnick has every reason to believe he's going to win. But we've got shots in with Tiffany Smiley in Washington, Joe Day in Colorado, Leo Levy in Connecticut. This is our year. The Democrats can't run on anything they've done. People don't like what they've done. They don't like high inflation. They don't like gas prices, food prices up. They don't like it. The public doesn't like an open border. They don't like high crime. And that's what the Democrats are known for. I mean, they've done all these things. Senator, Democrats did it. Senator, they did it. They want to run away from it.
On our guest line, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. You agree with him, Mr. Chairman?
Absolutely. I mean, the playing field has gotten larger for us over the course of the last 3 to 4 weeks. We're seeing places where, you know, we wouldn't have thought we would have a shot to having a shot. In some cases, looking like, you know, our guys are looking like winners. And that's extending even down here to the state level. I mean, you know, I'm on record saying we're going to pick up at least 5 state house seats here in South Carolina, which would give us, by the way, a supermajority in the state house. We currently have 81. 83 is a supermajority. 5 seats will put us at 86. But turnout is everything. We get the right kind of turnout, you know, and things continue to trend as they are now. It could be even more than that. But you never take this stuff for granted, as we talk about all the time. I mean, the conditions can be right. The issues can be right. And they are for us, as the senator pointed out there. I mean, every poll that's conducted demonstrates that the top 3 things that people in this country care about are the economy, inflation, and crime. The economy, inflation, and crime. What do Democrats want to talk about? They don't want to talk about the economy or inflation. They don't want to talk about crime. They don't want to talk about abortion. Or, you know, even here in South Carolina, you have, you know, Joe Cunningham running against the governor in the debate they had last week, and the only thing the guy could talk about was legalizing marijuana, legalizing gambling, and making sure that you can abort children right up until the moment they're born. You know, that's not where people are. That's not relevant to what people care about. And it's why I think we've got an excellent shot here in South Carolina to really clean up.
Yep. Of course, we've had 1 week now of early voting. What are you hearing around the state as far as a turnout?
So it's been fairly steady from what I've seen. I haven't seen the numbers from Saturday yet, but it's looking like there's an average of about 43,000 people per day have been voting early. We have 12 days of early voting total, so last Monday through last Saturday, today through Saturday. And if that number holds, then you would be looking at roughly close to 25% of what we would anticipate the total turnout being. We're thinking probably a little over 2 million people will vote in this election here in South Carolina, which means you're still looking at probably about 75% of people voting on election day itself, which, you know, is always good for us. So the turnout we've seen from the absentee ballot request, rather, I think only 60,000 people statewide requested a mail-in absentee ballot, which is very low, you know, compared to obviously what we saw in the COVID election last time. But now we have the early voting process that's more secure. You have to show your photo ID just like you do on the regular election day. And I think the whole total number of ballots that have actually been returned through the mail is probably like 10,000 so far. So we're very happy with the way the new law is working.
Is there any way to or any indication of who's showing up in the early voting? I mean, you know, I've heard Democrats say, oh, that, you know, that favors us. I've heard other Republicans say that, no, you know, it really doesn't matter, that, you know, it's kind of equal. I got to tell you, I've had a number of friends, and I've been asking about everyone that I talk with when politics come up about early voting. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Republicans are telling me they're going to vote early.
They are. A lot of them are. A lot more than what would have, you know, been the case previously, even for absentee voting. You know, we used to push that a lot just because the point is, when people would vote before Election Day for us, I mean, if your job is to turn out votes and win elections, then you've got a limited amount of resources to actually get that done. And the fewer people you have to chase on Election Day itself to get them to turn out, the further your resources can go. So that means the more of our folks we get to, you know, vote early,
right,
and that kind of takes them off our list. We don't have to chase them anymore. So we'll be doing, you know, a cleanup once we get the list from the Election Commission, I think probably this morning, of everybody who voted early last week. We'll delete those from our get out the vote list, and then we'll go forward, you know, with the folks who are still on the list, and we'll do that again the following week.
Yeah. Well, I think one final thing here, Mr. Chairman, before I let you go, I think we kind of discovered what the so-called October surprise is. You know, we kind of been waiting around on the October surprise. Well, evidently the Democrats have added four new states, and I would suspect that those are blue states. What do you think? I mean, President Biden in Pennsylvania over on Friday saying that they had campaigned in 54 states.
Well, I guess, you know, those got added by way of executive order that I'm not aware of, maybe, or something. I don't know, you know, but I don't know if that's an October surprise. Of course, you know, there was the Pelosi October surprise several days ago, you know, out in San Francisco, but which prompts this year's new most popular Halloween costume, I guess. It comes with a hammer and a pair of underwear.
What a bizarre story, and it gets more bizarre every day.
Amazing. Every day. Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Chairman Drew McKissick, always a pleasure. We'll check in again next week as we'll be on the eve of Election Day.
Absolutely, man. Appreciate it, Joey. Have a good day.
Sure thing. You too. Have a great week.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.